It is 67 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the mid-90s today. A heat index up over 100 degrees again. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee is collecting about $1.2 billion more in revenue than the state anticipated. According to a press release, some of the growth is due to inflation and better-than-expected sales tax growth. The state's Finance and Administration Commissioner says there may be some adjustment to just how much more the state collected this past fiscal year because corporate estimated payments may change once the final tax bills are assessed. Electricity demand is surging across the region, driven primarily by data centers. Governments and utilities have been exploring ways to make sure data centers pay their fair share. Locally, that's the Tennessee Valley Authority, which WPLN's Caroline Eggers says will consider a special rate this week.
TVA generates power for 10 million people in the region, and data centers comprise at least 10% of that load. Data centers can raise everyone's monthly electricity bills, which are paid to local power companies, but it's not a simple equation of more data centers, higher bills. It's really about demand, which is enormous from data centers, how TVA chooses to respond, and whether load forecasting is accurate. TVA is betting on large fossil fuel plants and is promising new nuclear, which is widely considered the most expensive source of new generation. Meanwhile, the utility has slashed its promises for new solar, which would offer more flexibility to meet demand versus old-school centralized plants. TVA plans to reveal a special rate for data centers and other large industrial customers this Thursday at its board meeting. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Starting the school year during a heat wave has forced local educators to be more creative. Tennessee's recess requirement was expanded by 15 to 20 minutes last year for a total of 40 extra minutes of daily physical activity. But there were no further details on exemptions for inclement weather. When the heat index skyrockets, the only safe place for recess is indoors. That can mean using gymnasiums, classrooms, hallways, or even the lunchroom. And that's difficult for schools that are already overcrowded. The CEO of One Teacher Group, the Professional Educators of Tennessee, tells WKRN he hopes districts will consider pushing back the start of the school year. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.